Behold the Man. Welcome to today's episode. We're exploring a link between the sixth day of creation and Good Friday and the phrase, Behold the Man. By the way, I'm Malcolm Cox and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching, episode 567. Consider Genesis chapter 1, verses 27 and 31, where it says, God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And then John 19, verse 5. Jesus came out, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. Pilate said to them, Behold, the man. Let's link those two scriptures today and see what that might do for us in our appreciation of what God has done. Let's start with the sixth day. So on the sixth day of creation, God formed humanity in his image, male and female. We were created as image bearers of his divine dignity. We were created to reflect his character, his love, and his glory. And when God saw his creation, he saw humankind. He saw you and I. He didn't just say it was good like all the other things he made up to that point. He said it was very good. Well, it was very good. You and I were created. Humankind, very good. However, as you know, the story unfolds. And as it does so, this image, this beautiful image, is distorted by sin. And humanity, you and I, we no longer clearly reflect God's character. Instead, there's violence, there's pride, there's selfishness and fear, and that's what dominates. There's a dark shadow of human rebellion against God, and that dark shadow eclipses the brilliance and the beauty of the sixth day and what God did that day. And the question at the end of all that in Genesis 2 and 3 is whether the sixth day will ever regain its beauty and its promise. Well, fast forward to another sixth day, what we call Good Friday. That day, humanity and our sin, what did we do? We crucified the only truly righteous man. And Jesus is presented before the crowd. He is presented beaten, bloodied, mocked, and then Pilate utters those striking words in John 19, verse 5, Behold the man. I'm not sure that's an accident of language, this the man, look, behold the man. Because on the day that humans were first created in God's image, that sixth day, we are now on another sixth day, shown a man. The most significant sixth day since the sixth day of creation was shown a man who is the perfect image of God. Not merely a reflection, but God himself, taking on flesh, entering our broken world, bearing our sin and showing us what it means to be truly human. In Jesus, God becomes man to restore humanity. In Jesus, the image is fully realized, fully redeemed. And on the cross, the one who bore the image of God perfectly dies to restore that image in you and me. And what does God see? When God looked on creation in Genesis, he saw it was very good in what he had made. Humanity was very good. And on Good Friday, he looks on his son. And what does he see? He sees the cost of making us good again. And I believe God weeps and he rejoices. And that's what we do this Good Friday. So in what way can we appreciate what God has done this Good Friday? Can we take some time just to think about what God has done to make what was very good and became very bad to become very good again? I hope you find this Good Friday refreshing to your faith and your joy. Till the next time, take care and God bless.